The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Northern California. This is Ted Leidy taking Carl's spot this morning. Carl is on assignment today internationally. And welcome. It is it is 57.8 degrees outside right now. It's going to be nice and cool today with possible showers this afternoon. I am here this morning with my good buddy and Presidential Service Award winner, Robert Balky. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, sir.
With United Shasta, and of course, as always, on Fridays, we're with Amy.
Good morning.
And Reed, a very nice female dog. What kind of dog is that?
Reed is a two-year-old pit bull mix. Not quite sure what she's mixed with. She's definitely on the petite side. She weighs under 50 pounds, so she's on the smaller side. Almost like the perfect size dog. Not too big, not too small. She walks on a leash like a dream, which is always really fun to see because we get a lot of pullers in the shelter where dogs aren't used to leashes. And when you get a dog that just heels and walks right next to you and gives your shoulder a break, it's really awesome. So she is a people dog. She is super people oriented. She falls in love fast with people and she bonds very quickly. She thinks that I'm her person today already and kind of just only has eyes for me already. So she's looking for someone to bond to. She's great with other dogs. She is good with children as well. She's very tolerant of handling. She doesn't really have a lot that upsets her. So she's really easy.
I can see that she's very loving.
Very loving, very calm.
She is just stuck to you like glue.
Yeah, she's very calm, too. She's for being only about 2 years old, she doesn't jump. She doesn't, you know, she doesn't have much of a prey drive. She doesn't really want to chase things so much. She kind of just is really people-oriented. She wants to be right next to you, and that's it. That's all she wants to do is just hang out with people.
You know, I love that because that's one of the reasons why I like to adopt adult dogs out of the shelter, because mm-hmm. I have to put up with the puppy stage.
Exactly.
Is tough.
I tell everybody that all the time, every day. I say, give me a three-year-old potty-trained dog over a puppy any day of the week. I don't have time in my lifestyle, and a lot of people don't. They think they have time is the issue. They think they have time to raise a puppy, and then they forget how much work it really is. But it's you know, you can – I know that people kind of feel – you don't know its history because it's been in a shelter. But, you know, we temperament test. We spend a lot of time with the animals. We have volunteers that walk them. We get to know them very well. And I've adopted two adult dogs in the shelter and haven't had one regret about that and not – and I have small children, and, you know, the whole – the puppy should grow up with the kid. Not, it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. My dogs love my children, and, you know, sometimes that's the way it is with adult dogs. You might not know what you're getting, but you might not know that you're going to get something really great if you just keep an open mind.
Absolutely, yeah. We adopted Carl. My dog's name is Carl, which is crazy, I know. We adopted Carl. He's got to be about 12 years old now, so, and we got him as an adult.
Yeah.
And what was interesting to me is we went into the little room where you get to know your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Our volunteer that took us in there ran through a series of tests with Carl to see if he was going to like us and if we were going to like him. And, how, you know, that weird little test where you put him in the corner and see what happens when they stress a little bit.
We have a lot. Yeah, we have. I mean, we thoroughly temperament test every dog, including even 8-week-old puppies still get temperament tests. We see how they react to a food bowl, how they react to a hand of food bowl, or, you know, how they react to having their feet picked up and their teeth looked at, and just we do a safe hug. So it's a lot of things we put into making sure that the animal that we know is going to fit with the lifestyle that you tell us you have. So if you say, I'm a runner, I exercise a lot, we're going to show you the dogs that are going to be, you know, more up to your speed. And then it's, I have a family, I have a busy life, I want a more calm, easygoing dog, and then we're going to tell you which one's going to be good for that. So...
yeah,
you can't just go by looks alone. Just, you know,
oh no,
because
no,
one looks pretty doesn't mean it's going to fit into what your life is going to be like. So,
yeah, one day I always wanted a Chihuahua so I could name him Thor. I was well on my way, you know, because I wanted Carl to have a friend. But my good buddy Tony Jackson just got a German Shepherd puppy and named it Thor.
Oh,
and so
man.
I don't want to do the you know. We have matchy-matchy dog names here. That's really bad.
Yeah. So we do have a really big event coming up tomorrow. tomorrow is our Empty the Shelter. So Bissell Pet Foundation, which is an amazing, so Bissell like the vacuums, is an amazing foundation that's like a nonprofit that supports a lot of animal shelters all across the United States. And they are paying for every adoption tomorrow. So there's no adoption fees for any animals in the shelter. Cats have zero fees walking out the door. Dogs will have a $10 fee for licensing because you have to get your dogs licensed. So the most you're going to be paying tomorrow for any animal is $10. We ask that everybody get pre-approved. Today is the last day. So come down to the shelter, fill out an application. Let's get you pre-approved and in the system and ready to go just to make it a lot easier on everyone involved. Not just us. It makes it easier on us, but on you as well, because it will be a faster process if everybody gets pre-approved before.
So what do you call that event?
It's called Empty the Shelters, and it's from Bissell Pet Foundation.
That is excellent. Empty the Shelter. So they can come down today.
Yep.
And pre-apply.
Pre-approve. So we don't put any animals on hold. So it is first come, first serve, but it'll at least give you an idea of what we have. And if we have something that you're looking for, you can come and, you know, come down and walk the kennels or walk the cattery and see, you know, kind of get an idea.
Now, in prepping for the show today, I went to your website just to take a look at it real quick. And what I noticed that was pretty neat was you guys have a listing of the pets in the shelter.
Yeah.
To be adopted.
Yes. We tell people to come walk through, though, because of how quickly things change, that they don't get updated automatically. A dog can come in and the second it's off of its stray hold period be adopted and no longer available, so it won't be on the website right away, or it'll say that it's still there, but it's not. So it's always easier to come by and just look with your own two eyes and see, because it by minute can change.
So important note.
Yeah.
There are pictures on the site.
There
but
are.
There could
but
be more.
There could be more. Yeah.
Yeah, because I found myself actually, you know, looking on that site last night, just getting ready for the show, thinking, yeah. Oh man, I like that little dog. I might go take a look at that little dog.
Yeah. So definitely come by and look. Plus, that'll give you the opportunity to come and fill out your application.
Yeah. I know my wife Lisa is at home right now cringing. Not another dog.
So the incentive as well as being pre-approved isn't just that it makes it the process easier, is that you get to come into the shelter an hour earlier than those that are not pre-approved. If you're really serious about adopting and are really looking to add a member of your family tomorrow, if you really get it in your head to come today and get that part done, and then you can come in at 10 a.m. instead of 11 a.m. tomorrow.
That sounds like an incredible program. So, nearly free.
Nearly free, yeah.
Nearly free.
So technically the adoption fees are completely paid, but it's a license, so it's a city fee that you can't sponsor someone's city fee.
You
so
never get away from them,
you
do
can't,
you?
You can't, yeah.
They're getting their money.
Well, see, the good thing about getting your animal license is it gives animal control and us as an organization an idea of how many dogs are in our jurisdiction. So if people don't get their dog license, in our eyes, those dogs don't exist, so we don't know about them, which means there can be 5,000 dogs in the city of Reading, but only 2,000 are licensed, so we only have enough animal control officers for those amount. So getting your dog's license isn't just like, you know, the city trying to get fees. Really, it helps the whole situation. It helps everything. It's going to get us enough staffing to be able to take care of the amount of animals in our jurisdiction.
Now, I'm guessing when you guys find animals and bring them in, they're not licensed normally,
no.
Right?
Sometimes they are. Sometimes, and that makes it not only, you know, it makes the fees to get the animal out like way less, but it also gives us an identification for the animal so we can contact you right away. So if it has a tag on it with a license number, we know exactly who that dog is and who owns it within minutes of it arriving to the shelter. Half the time before it even arrives to the shelter, if they find it as a stray with a tag on it, they, you know, call in dispatch, they give them the phone number of the owners, and they get it returned in the field.
Right, because they could be standing right outside the house where they found the stray.
Exactly,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Excellent. Excellent. You also have an event tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yes. Bark, Wine, and Brew. It is sold out.
Yeah,
so
no, I saw that.
It sells out every year. But, yeah, we're really excited about it. It's going to be a really busy day for Haven tomorrow, but we're really excited about Bark, Wine, and Brew this year.
All right. Excellent. Well, listen, I am always happy to see you.
Well, thank you.
And I'm always happy to see your friends you bring in. We're pet people, so.
Even when they're sleeping?
Yeah, even when they're sleeping. Reed is looks like a very good candidate for adoption.
Yes.
I can tell you that.
So don't wait. Come in today and adopt her.
Come in today.
Don't miss out on the opportunity to take her home.
And clear the shelter weekend.
Yep.
Very excellent. All right, I think we're probably going to take a break. Now, this is Ted Leidy, Robert Balky, and Amy from Haven Humane. Welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Jerry, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs in the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Papopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Every year, Gold Mart Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save. Better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Gold Mart Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Yesterday, but it was long ago. Jenny was lovely, she was the queen of my nights. There in the darkness with the radio playing low. And the secrets that we share.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Leidy here, filling in for Carl Vaught. Nobody can fill in for Miss Linda, but I do have the beautiful and capable Mr. Robert Balky from United Shasta here with us this morning. Good morning again, Robert.
Good morning to you, sir.
Would like to say one thing about that intro music, Jared. Very nice. Huge Bob Seger fan. Just as a side note, if you are interested in seeing Bob Seger, you better hurry up because I think he's about 72 years old and he's on one of them farewell tours right now.
Right, right.
And I know Lisa and I got our tickets for 2019 a few months back and we're pretty excited about it, so... Huge Bob Seger fan. If you like Bob, I'd get after that ticket. Again, today, partly sunny with a high near 74. North wind, 3 to 6 miles per hour. I think it's probably about 59 degrees outside right now. Nice and cool. Put a vest on this morning. As I left the house, I looked at Lisa and said, you know, I love the time of year when I got to put on a little jacket or vest to go outside. It's my favorite time. Absolute favorite time. So, Robert, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You are an a Presidential Community Service awardee.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
One of the founding members, or possibly the founding member, of United Shasta.
Yes, sir. The founding member.
That is incredible. Local community service organization. One of the most busy, I can tell you that.
I would say so. Yeah, we're busy.
Yeah. Now, I talked to you a little bit about before we came into the studio, about the big difference between you and Shasta Support Services. And, Dale Ball is a good friend of mine, and Michael Roberts also, and I know those guys have a big part to play in community service also. But you said there was a difference in the two of you, really.
Yeah, for me, I mean, they do an amazing outreach in the community, going around and cleaning up, the transient camps that are left behind. And that's a huge, huge, outtake to do in the community. For United Shasta, we're more helping people. We go out and help the community. We help with fundraisers. We help with Good News Rescue Mission, One Safe Place, Salvation Army. Anywhere there's a need, we jump up and we help out.
So I feel like Shasta Support Services kind of has the overall focus on getting rid of these transient camps and cleaning stuff up,
yeah,
and helping with that, which I feel is incredibly important to us.
Yeah, I agree.
And you guys are more broad, and
yeah,
you'll do anything that comes along.
Pretty much, yeah.
And you can't have too many of those organizations. Both of them need to be celebrated.
Yes, I agree.
Both of them need to be celebrated.
Yeah.
I noticed that you have about 800 people on your group page.
Yeah, on our Facebook page.
And are all of those volunteers, or just some of those people that support?
I mean, a big majority of them are just supporters. I mean, you know how it is on Facebook. Yeah. So we usually have, for big events, we could come up with, 30 to 40 volunteers, which is a good amount of people. But normally we've got the same, dozen, 15 people that show up and do everything.
Yeah, that's how it is. I know on my work, the National Wild Turkey Federation and everything, it's about 10 or 15 that do
right
almost the bulk of the work. But good for you.
Yeah,
I mean, good
yeah
for you and those 10 or 15 or even everybody that supports,
yeah,
even if they only come out one time.
No, that's it.
That's an important volunteer.
Yeah, even the shares, just shares on social media make it important. Just yesterday we helped out with NorCal Think Pink stuff in the bags for Think Pink Day, and we had new volunteers that came in there because they saw United Shasta post that was shared. So just a simple share is important.
Good, good call. Good call. People out there, while you're listening, if you can go to the United Shasta Facebook page, like it, get their feeds, and then share it, you could be actually volunteering in your own little special way,
right,
even if you can't get out to help that day.
That's true. All the support that's needed.
I love that. You know, there's something about community volunteerism that makes me want to, that just makes me want to stand up and scream it to the lights how important it is.
Yeah.
Because, it's kind of the purest. The purest form of service to your fellow man, you get nothing out of it. It's nothing for you except for the reward of seeing a community get better.
Yeah.
And to help others sometimes that don't have the ability to help themselves I'm a huge history buff. And so, when we were a country that was trying to win our freedom, those were all volunteers.
Right.
And many of them weren't paid, and the money they were paid with, which, the Continental Dollar wasn't worth anything.
Right.
So, I look at that and at the same time, it's easy for me to contrast what I see going on in the people who are supposed to be serving us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like the Kavanaugh nomination, which is a complete sham.
Right.
And at one side of it anyway. And, some of the things that go on, I was reading yesterday that they had a gun guy getting ready to go to jail. He'd been making tons and tons of money on being a gun guy, and he was going to jail for trafficking guns illegally, civil servants who are found to be corrupt and all that. There's so much of that goes on, and really it kind of pervades social media. What needs to be pervading social media are you and your individual volunteers, because
right,
that's really the purest form of what we need to be talking about. And we kind of need to scale all that other stuff back. I know I have, but it's hard not to get attached to it.
Oh, it's tough. Yeah, no, I agree.
It's like looking at a train wreck.
Yeah.
You're just like, is this really going on
yeah
in our community? But,
right.
So Yesterday, you stuffed bags for NorCal Think Pink.
Yeah, we finished all the bag stuffing, so that's done. We're a couple days early. We've been helping NorCal Think Pink since they started this season. We jumped in and helped out wherever we can on a bunch of committees, putting in lots of hours.
Yeah, yeah. And so will you help with the distribution of those bags also?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll have people down at the post office and KXE, and we'll actually deliver the bags from our warehouse to all the areas. I'll be at Members First Credit Union in Anderson helping there with my wife. She works there, so that's my spot. That's where I go.
I love that. And so you begin distributing October 18th, you said, right?
October 18th, bright and early in the morning. We'll actually be at the areas around 4 a.m.
What kind of stuff goes into those bags?
Oh, we've got the NorCal Think Pink pins, magnets, shower cards, calendars, all sponsored. It's just an amazing little bag to promote, self-awareness.
Absolutely love that. Absolutely love it. Now, we also talked a little bit about one of the things that you're doing with Preston Sharp.
Yeah. Preston Sharp, he came up to me. Where were we at? The bocce ball tournament with Sons of Italy. This last tournament.
Yep.
He came up to me and challenged United Shasta to adopt a cemetery for Veterans Day and do the flags and flowers for that day. So we've got a couple in mind that we're looking at. Millville Cemetery kind of stands out for us. But I told him I'd have a choice by the end of the day today, and I let him know.
I'm a fan of Millville Cemetery. What are the other runners?
We've got just a couple here in Reading, one of the bigger cemeteries, Cypress and whatnot. So
I think Millville Cemetery is probably a little bit harder to get to, and you'll get less folks that will come out to help Preston, so I think that might be a good...
Right. Well, it seems like we've done it before. We did the flags and flowers out there before, and it's kind of one of those, not forgotten, but kind of. It's out there by itself, and it needs love, too.
Have you ever done the Cottonwood Cemetery?
No, we haven't, but that's on our list as well. That was nominated.
I'm from Cottonwood, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know some You're people buried in that cemetery, yeah.
Right,
yeah, that,
right.
I'd love to see that one, too.
Right.
Excellent. So you guys will go out and do that. And you start doing it a few days prior to Veterans Day? Or right on Veterans Day?
Yeah, we'll do it right on Veterans Day. Yeah, we'll do a big event on our Facebook page, and hopefully everybody will show up. Most people do show up for flags and flowers. That's, everybody's patriotic. That's a big deal for us and our group.
I love to hear that. Now, why don't you tell me a little bit about how you got started, what you thought about, because your one-year anniversary is coming up, right?
It's coming up, yeah. We started last year in October. I can't remember the exact date, so we're just going to call it middle of October. It's going to be 1 year. But I just saw the community needed help. It needed a lot of help. All these groups are trying to do everything on their own. So we are on a mission to unite Shasta. I mean, Shasta County, we just need to come together and that's kind of what we're doing. We are running around to all these different groups helping out, and it's actually bringing everybody closer. So, like I said, we just sat there. I sat down, had some dinner with my wife, a couple great friends, and we tossed around some names thinking, hey, I should start a group. And United Shasta popped up, and here we are.
All right.
Almost a year later, yeah.
Absolutely love it. Listen, got about... a few seconds to go before we have to take a break. So I'm going to I want to recognize a couple local businesses. Number one, this portion of the show is brought to you by Holly Bell Bonds, located at 737 Placer Street. Holly and her full staff are knowledgeable, experienced, and compassionate. Bell Bonds professionals serving our community for over 26 years. Act now to stop SB 10 by going down to Holly Bell Bonds and sign the petition. It endangers public safety and will cost millions. It eliminates Bell, which is a vital public safety tool that ensures people arrested for crime will return to court for their trial. SB 10 was widely opposed by crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. You need to go down and sign the petition by November 26. This is Ted Leidy at Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Leidy and Robert Balky are your hosts today. I'd like to remind you that this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Also, my good friends over at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Redding, California, is our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that long gun or pistol. Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Give John Bastiani a call at 222-8222. All right, we've got a caller on the line. James, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Mr. James Benno, so many of our listeners will know exactly who you are. I certainly did. And just as a little bit of catch up, James and I have been talking for the last few days about something that happened to him with his firearms after he was acquitted of all charges at the beginning of this year. Now, just so people know, James was arrested and charged clear back in 2014, is that right, James?
Correct.
Yeah. And went through the trial process and was acquitted of all charges, walked out of court at the beginning of this year. And, of course, the court ordered all of your property returned. Is that correct?
That's also correct.
And so, and that included firearms.
Right.
So even after all this, you are not a prohibited person. You filed the paperwork in May to get your firearms back, right?
Correct. May 27th, I mailed them out, and it was received by DOJ on May 30th.
Okay. Now, why don't you tell us what happened after that?
Okay. They got their paperwork. I thought everything was in order. June 5th and June 12th, they cashed a cashier's checks, one being for the law enforcement gun release and the other check for the firearms ownership report. And then instead of the DOJ processing the application in a timely fashion, they sat on it for 4 months. Well, in that process, there was extensions to register the bullet button type firearms that went into law January 1st, 2018. Extensions were granted till July 1st, 2018. And because the DOJ sat on my paperwork and didn't process it in a timely fashion, I was rejected. And so that means I couldn't register it legally, and now the sheriff has possession of my rifle still and won't give it back.
So basically, just so our listening audience understands, the suspense date to register a bullet-buttoned assault rifle, which that's California definition, not my definition and not any other gun person's definition that I know of, was 1 July of this year. And you filed back in May to get that rifle back so that you could register it legally.
Correct.
And they just held it over the 1 July mark and then said, well, we can't give it back to you because you can't register it because you have to have possession of it to register it. Is that where we're at?
Correct. Correct. The registration process is done online, and they require 4 specific photographs of the firearm. And because the sheriff had it, I couldn't take pictures of it. And because it's not registered, I can't get it back to take pictures of it. So it's like a big catch-22.
And that firearm is scheduled to be destroyed?
Correct. They said they won't destroy it until they get a court order, you know, to destroy it, based on the fact there's been so much conflict, you know, around the specific firearm. But that doesn't make me feel any better. I mean, it's costing me time in court. You know, undue stress. It's a big burden. I mean, I have a constitutional right and a signed order from a judge. I mean, they saw fit to return my shotgun and my handgun, but they won't give me back my M4 Colt rifle.
So, and of course, that Colt rifle was lawfully purchased right here in
correct. Old West.
Yep.
The date was December 15, 2012. I passed all the necessary background checks and picked up my rifle 10 days later.
So here's what I'm worried about. James is just one, right? How many of those legally owned regular rifles, sporter rifles, not assault rifles, but we can use whatever definition you want, are sitting at the DOJ right now getting ready to get melted or cut or whatever they do to them because they held on to them over the suspense date? That's something. I mean, you got to think about that. That's a gun grab.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is a gun grab.
It's upsetting.
I mean, it's tyranny. It really is. When you think about it, it's tyranny, right?
There was a lawsuit filed right here in Shasta County by a Firearms Policy Coalition, based on the fact that the DOJ website that you have to go through to register your rifle was inoperable, I believe, from January 1st when the law went into effect and all the way through July, you know, about the same time I'm trying to process my paperwork. And so the people filed suit in August. So there is a lawsuit around this issue.
Right, I saw that. I have the suit here in front of me in the studio. I want to put out the number that you can call to become part of that suit. If you tried to register your California-defined assault weapons prior to the suspense date and did not get it and could not get it in time because the website was down, and that's kind of what it's all about here, is they of course, you know, the state of California had no idea what they were doing. And they didn't hire enough people. They didn't have the IT correct. The website was down. They were really kind of, you know, you could even suggest they were happy that it was down.
Right.
Although I'm not going to speculate on that, right? But, you know, because I went to that website. In fact, I have that website linked on my web page, usgunpro.com. So, and I went there when I linked it. Of course, it was down. And that was clear back in February or March. When we were coming down to the end of registering these assault weapons. So here's the number. Anybody in our listening audience who wants to contact the Firearms Policy Coalition and get their name on this lawsuit, the number is 855-252-4510. That is 855-252-4510. 24/7. They've got somebody answering the phones 24/7. Here's the problem. There is an estimated 2 million California-defined assault weapons in the state. As of the last count, they had around 50,000 of them registered. Now, so I can't do the quick math on that. I mean, I might be able to do, but let's see. West Valley High School class of 83, it's been a long time since I did any math. But let's just say that's a lot of darn assault weapons that are not registered.
Right.
Right, and I would have to guess there was a great percentage of them that tried to register once or twice and couldn't get it figured out, and the suspense came and went.
Right,
you know, I mean, you got to take 4 pictures of them, including the bullet button on the assault weapon, send them in, get it approved. And here's the other thing: if you had a homemade 80 percenter, you have to get a serial number for that, and you have to get the serial number engraved on the assault weapon before they would register it. So there's a lot of problems. This thing is just broken. It looks like a gun grab to me. I know that your firearm is sitting in Shasta County, James, and that's good, because mine were sitting down in Sacramento. And with the sheriff's help, a little bit, it took about 18 months to get those guns back. They were not in a hurry to give me the guns back. And I can tell you this, you know who their boss was, right?
Here locally at that time?
No, the DOJ's boss was Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, that's a problem, okay? That's a real problem. I can guarantee you that attitude just went from the top to the bottom. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there are a lot of good people that work in the DOJ. The special agent that ended up getting me my guns back was a real stand-up kind of guy and obvious law enforcement. But you just can't fight. You can't fight the culture. And I can tell you, that I'm upset about this. You know, I really am upset about it. And I don't know if the sheriff can do anything about it. I don't know if anybody can help, but I want you to continue your fight. Get on this lawsuit. I know that you've been in touch with them, or you're getting ready to be in touch with them, right?
I've got emails in, yes.
And you might end up being a pretty good witness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might end up being, because you're the person that fell through the cracks, as far as I'm concerned, and it's just a very important thing that we continue to fight this back, because this is really the beginning of the end of some things for us if we allow them to do this. So again, number 855-252-4510. I know I'm calling.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm calling because it was down. Also, the text of the assault weapons registration bill and the attached Senate bill and Assembly bills are all linked at usgunpro.com, my website. You can go to usgunpro.com. It says assault weapons registration there on the top menu. Select it. You can read all you want about this. Contact me if you have any questions about conversion, which is converting your firearms to something legal. And I will probably forward you over to my good buddies, Travis and Bart, at Patriot Pen, right here in Reading, the Patriot Pen. Also, you can reach them at patriot-pen.com. All righty, we're going to take a break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts for over 47 years. Give them a call at 221-4144. We'll be right back.
Road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Real people, real winners. Start your week off right with some football fun at Wind River Resort and Casino every Monday. Come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a gift certificate to see your favorite team, prizes, halftime free spins, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Grub on our stadium snacks half off during the game. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. What would be great after a long day at the office? Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with comedy night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
For over 45 years, the original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
All right, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Leidy here, filling in for Carl Bott. Of course, like I said before, nobody can fill in for Miss Linda. I do have Robert Balky here with me, though, from United Shasta Community Service Organization, about 1 year old, very, very active and busy. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell me what you've got going on this weekend?
This weekend, we've got the big community cleanup down Henderson Open Space. That's Saturday. I hope to be down there at 8 a.m. Henderson Open Space needs some invasive plants removed, some invasive people Oh. Help time. we're just going down there to clean up. We're going to clean up the plants, the brush, any garbage that's left down there, and just help beautify it. I mean, Henderson Open Space is beautiful. It's right there next to the river. Just need some love.
Absolutely. And so when you do move into there and you start pulling out all that underbrush and, you know, all those invasive plants, the invasive people probably don't like it very much.
No, they don't. Luckily, we've got, you know, RPD. They go in there days before. They let everybody know. They give their 7-day notice or whatever it is they have at this point. So that everyone's notified, pick up your stuff that you want to keep and move along. And then when we show up, 90% of the time, everybody's gone.
Wow. That is something. Hey, actually, I think that's a great idea. And, of course, the American Public Works Association is involved with that. Somebody else is down there, too.
Yeah, Friends of the Reading Trails will be down there. You know, City of Reading there. Everybody's down there. We got Bob Brennan, and, you know, he'll be down there with his truck and trailer.
Good day.
Yeah, it'll be a long day. It'll definitely be a good day. And then Sunday we actually have a Carrageous Lions block party and benefit we're helping out with. We're actually partnering up with Members First Credit Union, and they're sending some volunteers and United Shasta and the credit union. We're going to partner up and help out this great cause Sunday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Down by Market Street Steakhouse. Be a big event for car fire victims.
And so down by Market Street Steakhouse, mm-hmm, on the 7th.
On the 7th.
What time does it start?
4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
And they're going to have, what, vendors and bands?
Yeah, we're going to have food, beer, raffles, craft vendors. We're going to have a little dance contest, see who can dance the best.
Oh, man, I'm getting into that. I'm going to get my sprinkler going.
Yeah, it should be fun. So 100% of donations to the Reading Host Lions charity from this event will be used in the effort to aid those affected by all the recent fires here in Shasta County.
Man, I got to tell you, nothing brings a community together like tragedy.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's true.
The community has worked together so well during this thing, and of course, everybody knows somebody that was displaced.
Yep.
Some people know dozens of people that were displaced, depending upon where you live. Yeah. So over the in the past year, did you have a project that you thought, I love this particular project, and I can hardly wait to do it again, because you thought it made the biggest difference and it warmed your heart the most, and it was just maybe the group you were working with in conjunction that really resonated with you? Do you have a project like that?
Man, that's a tough one.
Yeah,
I have to say that all our projects they have big meaning. I think our projects that matter the most to me would be our adopted trails. I think that's really important to be able to, for the people. I mean, we've got two adopted trails in the city of Reading. We've got from the end of Sundial Bridge to Market Street, and then we have from Turtle Bay up to Hilltop, the 44 Trail. We feel that people should be able to walk those trails and not see any garbage. They should be able to walk those trails and be safe. So we do patrol strolls. We just take a walk down the trail with, you know, 5 to 10 of us and take some bags, some pickers, and it's peaceful, it's beautiful, and we clean up and help make a difference.
So you actually pick up the trail and walk it for safety at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. We'll go down in the brush and you know, pick up whatever garbage we see.
That is very cool. And so you do it on both of them. How often do you walk them?
Well, we try and do it once a week.
Wow.
Yeah, it really depends on our schedule. We're getting so busy, it's tough to actually fit those in. We've got parks. We've got four city parks that we've adopted also. So we've Lake Reading Park being the biggest one. That one's a challenge, but we work on it.
Oh, man. Lake Reading Park?
Lake Reading Park, yeah.
That's incredible.
Next to Caldwell Park. It's it's a challenge, but it's a good one.
Speaking of heavy workload, so you can always use volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. And you guys are willing to take them in and train them on what they need to be. And I imagine you even outfit them with some stuff if they need to, or tell them where to get it.
Yeah.
Do they get a cool hat like you have on right now? Because that's a really cool hat.
Yeah, they can order a hat, order a shirt, whatever you want. Yeah, we got some pink United Shasta shirts
for
October for breast cancer awareness. but it's usually just our black and it's like a coyote brown, you know, shirt.
That's very, very good. Now, so what can somebody expect? Like, how can they get in touch with you to volunteer, to get on a project?
Just go to our Facebook page. That's the easiest way. Go to our Facebook page, United Shasta. Check us out. All of our events are posted on Facebook, so it's really not difficult. You'll see our event, you'll hit going, and then you just show up. It's that simple. No dues to pay. I had a lady ask me yesterday, are there dues to pay? What do I have to do? Just show up, have fun, and there is no time limit to volunteering. If you can show up for half an hour, 15 minutes, the entire event, I'm thankful to have you there.
One event or 365 events a year. You decide how much you want to do. Is
yep,
that right?
That's it right there, yeah.
I absolutely love it. Now, I'll bet you've had some volunteers that show up to just about every event.
Oh,
right?
Yes, sir, yeah.
Yeah, and I was thinking that I would have you give them some love on the radio, but the problem is you probably forget one or two.
No, it's true, yeah, so I won't do
that. We can't do that. Uh-uh. Yeah.
But they know who they are. They're at every event no matter what. It just doesn't matter if it's donating money, if it's gathering food for families in need, if it's picking up garbage, man, it doesn't matter. They're always there, and I love them for it.
And you know who you are. I hope you're listening. I thank you. And, of course, Robert thanks you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to call you out one by one, but somebody would be forgotten. And I know how dangerous that is, man.
Yeah.
I know how.
Don't make me do it.
I know how dangerous that is. Yeah. So let's talk for a second about the holidays. So you guys probably are real busy during holidays.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, super busy.
Yeah. So what are your biggest projects during the holidays?
Really, it's, gathering food. That's some of the biggest missions that we have is helping to gather food, stuff the bus, ringing bells for donations with Salvation Army. We help with Toys from the Heart out of Anderson. They help South County families that can't afford Christmas. You go in and do some paperwork, you get vetted, and make sure that you're actually in need. And then they help supply a Christmas for your kids. So we go in there and we wrap presents for weeks, man. I can't wrap presents. I go for the bags, but
yeah,
I do
I'm
my
not
best.
A present wrapper.
But no, we are busy. We help serve food. We're helping Good News Rescue Mission. We'll be helping serve, you know, Thanksgiving meals, Christmas meals. Yeah, we're busy.
Do you guys ever have the need to raise funds?
Yeah. We ask for donations quite a bit. And all our donations go back to the community. So we end up with families that are constantly, they don't have certain appliances, they don't have certain food. My washing machine broke. Well, you know, here's some money for, you know, the laundromat, or what is this going to take? We constantly are accepting donations.
Now, I can only see you guys growing.
Yeah.
And I think that you guys will probably be around for the rest of our lives anyway.
I hope so.
Are you guys currently a nonprofit, or are you planning to become one?
Yeah, we are in the process of becoming one. It's a tougher process than I thought going at it on my own. We've got a couple great friends that have stepped up and said we will help. We've got a lawyer who said he would give up his time pro bono to help fill out paperwork. So we're in the works. Yeah.
Community. I love community. So maybe one day in the near future, we'll have a little banquet over at Wind River.
And yeah.
We can fill the tables for you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I know. I'll volunteer to help with that. That's the kind of stuff that I'm pretty good at.
Yeah.
And maybe Carl also, although I don't want to speak for him, he probably would.
Well, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that would be great. All right. We're about to take a break here, but I want to let you know this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Bank. Drive-through teller and ATM, extended business hours, serve in the Reading area, committed to providing you the highest level of personal service. You know you will enjoy these expanded services offered at the downtown Reading branch. Give Cornerstone Community Bank a call for all your banking needs. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Brett Kavanaugh, that sets up a dramatic confirmation vote for tomorrow. Three of the undecided senators, Susan Collins, Jeff Flake, and Joe Manchin, all voting to move forward. While that suggests the votes are there to confirm, it is not a done deal. It is possible the senators could change their minds, and the lobbying efforts here are loud and intense. Collins announcing a short while ago she will announce how she'll vote on confirmation later this afternoon. The vote to advance the nomination again, setting up a dramatic confirmation vote, which we're expecting late tomorrow. Live at the U.S. Capitol, I'm Wally Hines, and now with more news, here's Rich Thomason.
The U.S. economy continuing to add jobs at a healthy clip. The government says American employers added more jobs in July and August than first thought. That made up for somewhat weaker totals in September, but last month's unemployment rate of 3.7% is the lowest jobless rate in 49 years.
If Democrats take over Congress, the stock market will plummet.
Part of President Trump's message delivered at a GOP rally last night in Minnesota. President Trump stressing the importance of holding and expanding the Republican majority in Congress. The president's also blasting Democrats for the way they have treated Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. But Mr. Trump says it's starting to backfire on them. The president predicting Democrats will see the results of a stalling campaign at the polls next month in the midterm elections. Wall Street this morning, stocks are in the red. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 111 points, trading at 26,516. The NASDAQ off 45 points, and the S&P currently down almost 6 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
A former South Korean president sentenced to 15 years in prison on a corruption conviction.
Lee Myung-bak was president of South Korea from 2008 for 5 years. The court determined that he was the real owner of his brother's car parts company and he'd used his presidency to benefit the business. He was also accused of taking around $8 million worth of bribes from the State Intelligence Agency and a former state-run banking firm. He continues to deny most of the charges and has 1 week to appeal.
The BBC's Laura Bicker in Seoul. The two Koreas have held a high-level meeting in North Korea's capital discussing the implementation of agreements from a summit last month between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Seoul says the meeting in Pyongyang involved South Korea's unification minister along with a senior official of the North Korean government. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A schooner discovered in Lake Erie in Ohio could be a sailing ship that went down almost two centuries ago.
And shipwreck hunters say that would make the wreckage the oldest ever found in the lake. Divers spent 8 days looking at the wreck this summer to find whether it's the Lake Serpent ship that sank in 1829. The National Museum of the Great Lakes says the size and cargo point to it being the ship that was lost near Kelly's Island off the Ohio shoreline. But the archaeology director is stopping short of saying it's definitely that ship and says divers will take another look next year. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Interpol says it is aware of reports that its president has gone missing while making a trip to his native China. The International Law Enforcement Agency, it's based in France, does not provide any details of the reported disappearance, says it's a matter for the relevant authorities in both France and in China. Again, on Wall Street this hour, the S&P is down 6 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Ted Leidy. In for Carl Bott, of course. Nobody can replace Miss Linda with my good buddy Robert Balky. We are waiting for Congressman Doug LaMalfa to call in with his briefing. But while we're waiting, we'll talk to Riley Sally on line one.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. I just wanted to call in and let your listeners know about a free event that we are putting on in Anderson River Park tomorrow, from 12 till 8 o'clock. It's the Harvest Festival, and we've got live bands coming, and we've got all kinds of activities and games and things for the kids. So it's a family-friendly event. There will be beer trucks out there, and you can get a wine or food. And all of the proceeds from this event will go to support the CFR, Citizens for Fair Representation lawsuit.
Oh, that sounds like one that I could get behind.
Yes. So come on out tomorrow. Like I say, the event is completely free, free parking, everything. Of course, you have to pay for the events and your food, but the music is free. Come on out. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great time to go to an event like that.
Yes, Anderson River Park tomorrow.
Excellent. And 12 o'clock, you said?
Excuse me?
Does it start at 12 o'clock?
Starts at noon and goes till 8 o'clock.
Excellent. Listen, thank you for calling in today.
Right. Thank you, Ted.
You bet. I'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. I love all. It's a great time to have events like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't
it? The weather's perfect.
And while we're waiting for the congressman to call in, a couple of things that I want to talk about. I know you're a gun guy like me. And so we were talking on break about some changes to the CCW law in the state of California that go into effect on 1 January. So beginning 1 January, if you have a CCW, in order to renew it, you're going to have to shoot those firearms,
right?
Every one on your permit. And I know Shasta County. I know guys with 7 and 9 guns on their permit. So we could be talking about a pretty serious deal going on here.
Yeah, it's a long day.
Yeah, that could be a long day. Now, we've got a basic qualification lined out for everybody on a regular B-27 target. If you've ever been to one of our classes, you know how we qualify. Your qualification will be modified. You're going to have to shoot 80% still, but it will be a lesser number of cartridges. But the issue is, you're going to have to schedule, and we're going to have to schedule the class a little bit better because you're going to have to be at a range.
Right.
And we do have NFI, Northern Firearms Instruction, does have about 10 renewal classes between now and the end of the year that are just classroom classes if you're interested in that. Now, people are always asking me, do you have an opinion about that? Look, here's my opinion. If you don't shoot, you should probably shoot at renewal, right? On the other hand, if I had to go renew my CCW and I had to stand in front of some guy and shoot to renew it, I wouldn't want that because I shoot all the time, right? So it's one of them things where, yeah, if you don't shoot, you probably need to. But if you do shoot all the time, then I think a classroom class is just fine for, you know, just to get a law update and review safety and review the use of force with myself or one of the NFI's pro staff. So it's going to be a little bit of an issue for you if you hang on to that CCW and can renew before the beginning of the year, but don't renew until next year. It's going to be added expense and a little bit of inconvenience. So right now, a CCW certificate is good for 60 days. Okay. I don't know whether that will change or not with the new law. I'm going to try to sit down with the sheriff right now and try to clear that up. But 60 days is not a long time. So that means if your CCW renews in January or February, that means you can take a class at the end of 2019 and still have that CCW certificate be good to renew, which is pretty good. If you wait, you're going to end up shooting. So like I said, at usgunpro.com, you can go down, pick a renewal class. We do about 6 of them a month. right now. Of course, we normally slow down for the holidays, so try to get them in. Tuesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. We actually have a renewal class coming up on Sunday. It is a range renewal class. If you need to renew your CCW, go to usgunpro.com or give me a call at 999-1822. I'll get you in that class on Sunday. We've got instructors lined up to teach that class. We're ready for folks to come in in mass because of all the people that are liable to show up. But so the law, AB 23, changed the California Penal Code to ensure that whether you're doing an initial or renewal, every gun gets shot. So we'll be giving you a certificate now with all your make, model, serial numbers, and calibers on it that you can take to the sheriff and he can renew your CCW or issue you a new CCW. Now, that brings me to my next point, Robert, and that is the change in the CCW process at the sheriff's department. No change to the renewal, just a change to the way they are going to process initial CCWs. You know, used to be you would call in, get an appointment, show up with your guns and your application, go through an interview, get fingerprinted, wait for the DOJ/FBI background checks to come back, and then get your permit once they came back okay.
Right.
Process has changed. Oh, it was $153 one-time payment at that point. Beginning October 1st, which, by the way, has already begun, you will show up with your application and your guns. All right? You will wait and get fingerprinted. At that point, you'll pay $105. No interview. Mm-hmm. Guns will get looked at. Double lock those guns. Don't forget, people, when you go to the sheriff's department, the guns need to be in a case, and then they need to have a lock on the guns. So that's a cable lock or a trigger lock on the guns. And really, that's a safety thing, because if you hand somebody a 1911 through the little window there, and they don't know how to use it, and they hit that slide lock, but slide's going to go forward with some force, and if they have a piece of their body stuck in the ejection port, that's going to hurt. Right? So make sure they're locked open, or they have a lock on them, and they're going to go ahead and check your guns. They're going to take your application, and they are going to initiate your background checks. You're going to get fingerprinted, and they're going to initiate your background checks. You're going to pay $105. When those background checks come back, 2 to 6 weeks, they're going to contact you and set up an appointment for your interview and to pick up your permit. Okay. Once you make that interview, you're going to pay the last $48, and they are going to do the interview. And if the interview goes well, you know, with a service officer or a deputy, then they're going to go ahead and issue your permit. So it's a little different. Two-step process. And if you have any questions about that, you can go ahead and go to our Facebook page, Northern Firearms Instruction, or text me at 999-1822, and I can get you to the right information that you need to get that initial CCW. There are no changes to the renewals. All right, we have Congressman Doug LaMalfe on the phone. He called in. I always love to hear. He's got a lot of stuff going on. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
This is Ted Leidy, not Carl Bott. Carl's on assignment. I'm with Robert Balky, one of my good friends here, community service volunteer. You might have met him in one of your events. And I just want to say welcome to Free Fire Radio, and I want to congratulate you on the new Veterans Clinic in Reading.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't congratulate me. It's for the veterans, but we're glad to have a hand in moving the ball on that. A lot of local folks worked really hard to get that lined up. You know, there was at least six different possible locations that were being looked at, and it got narrowed down, and now we have the one, which is also proximate to the veterans' homes. So there ought to be a lot of good utility in that sense. But obviously the hope is that we'll get better consolidated services for all of our veterans. And on the other end of the scale, we got to make sure that it actually gets staffed up to the level that the building size is capable of, but also is dovetailed to what the need is, since we have a very significant North State veteran population.
Oh, absolutely. 15.9 acres, 77,000 square feet, 520 parking spaces, and 30,000 more square feet of usable space for our veterans.
That's amazing.
Yeah, out on Knighton Road, right near the veterans' home. Mm-hmm. Now, Congressman, we're bumping right up against a break here. So if I can run to that break and then come right back to you, we'll get to talking after that, okay?
You bet.
All right. Thank you very much. This is Free Fire Radio. Ted Leidy. We'll be right back.
Jerry, will you check if Dave has started his Christmas shopping yet?
You know he didn't start until December 24th last year. Of course he has not started.
That explains the PJs and the calendar I received last year.
Just for that, I think Dave owes you diamonds this year.
Oh, I like that idea. How can we make that happen?
I'm adding Gold Mart's fall clearance sale to his calendar right now.
Awesome. I just love diamonds. I'm going to Gold Mart right now to pick out items for my wish list. Thanks, Sherry.
Shop Gold Mart Fine Jewelers fall clearance sale now through October 31st on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Gather your friends for a night with Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, October 19th. Ranked by Comedy Central as one of the 100 greatest stand-ups of all time, actor and comedian Sinbad has had audiences laughing over three decades. His storytelling style of comedy is profound without being profane.
Marriage is work. Marriage is a career. It's not an adventure. You do more before five than most folks do all day. It's like the military. And all you men out here 55 years old trying to date some girl 20 like she like you. Are you out your mind? She wants your house. You want a woman that understands the signs of stroke.
Do not miss your chance to see Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, October 19th. Tickets start at $20. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Don't forget to download the Wind River app.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Every year, Gold Mart Fine Jewelry customers have enjoyed our fall clearance sale, finding everything from that matching band to go with their engagement ring to that absolutely perfect vintage piece. Once again, we've brought together the best selection of one-of-a-kind items, priced them to move, and now's the time to act. The sale has begun, and you'll have till the end of the month to save. Better than Black Friday or online sales. Hurry, make time to visit our massive showroom. If you wait too long, your neighbor will snag that piece you've always wanted. Gold Mart Fine Jewelry on Hilltop Drive, Reading.
All right, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Reading Home Helpers. Is your loved one needing some extra help at home or recovering from an injury or surgery? Give Home Helpers a call at 226-8350 because there is no place like home. We welcome back Congressman Doug LaMalfa, giving us a call this morning and give us an update from Washington or California. I don't know where you're at currently. If you're in Washington, I'll bet that place is pretty crazy right now, isn't it?
Only a little. About as crazy as I had to go back for a couple meetings here this week anyway, so even though the House is out. So did a double red eye, which is just really great. Anyhow, got to be home. We got an election to run the next 32 days also. But importantly, at least were able to accomplish keeping the government funded for another stretch, but the tawdry happenings back there with this Kavanaugh situation, I think, is just a nothing short really of a crisis of how our country is going to do business and treat people and set whatever the standard is for how things are going to operate. I mean, if we're going to operate on like this level, I don't know how anybody, A, would want to step forward to serve in any role, or B, how we're going to get anybody named other than those that are one-sided of the argument, hounding the other side out of business. Does that make any sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And, you know, it's a crisis. I mean, it really is. If this is okay, if people still believe that this is an okay way to do business and they can't see through what's going on the other side, you've just got, I don't know what to say to you. I mean, that's scary. Our society will descend into chaos if you let that happen.
Right.
And that's where you get people throwing shoes at each other across the house floor and, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know, I think,
which we haven't seen on the House side yet with that kind of physicality. Now, not that long ago, there was, a year and a half, 2 years, time kind of becomes stretched or crunched, depending on how you feel, but that the Dems engineered a sit-in on the House floor.
That's right.
Which, you know, this isn't the 60s in Berkeley or some college campus somewhere, or I shouldn't say the 60s now, maybe typical of most any of them at this time, but they took over the House floor against House rules, against all decorum, and were broadcasting their anti-gun speeches. This was another round of the so-called assault weapon complaints that they were doing at that point. And, you know, what was disappointing, that C-SPAN was actually broadcasting, even though it wasn't an official business of the House floor done under the rules. They were broadcasting these little piped-in videos people were doing with their phones or other small equipment like that. And so there doesn't seem to be rules on one side. And I think they believe that their cause is so righteous that rules don't matter for them, that decorum doesn't, that listening to each other, at least having an opportunity to hear each side's argument and I think heartfelt thoughts on how you conduct business, it doesn't matter because they feel so righteous about this.
Yeah. Now, I personally feel like anybody who is watching and paying attention to what's going on, as a voter, I feel like somewhere along the line, somebody has got to be changing their mind about what they've got going on as far as votes go. I mean, someone's got to look at this and go, no, I just can't vote for those people.
Right.
I just can't do it.
Well, you know, Ted and Robert, it's polls are polls, right? And, you know, you should take them all with a grain of salt and not get too high or too low on whatever you hear the latest poll is this day or this week. But, you know, several months ago it looked really good for Republicans on the generic ballot where they ask the country in general. They don't ask about your district or your candidate, Dem or Reap. They ask about, in general, how do you think the Reaps or Dems are doing? And the number was pretty close, and then it goes up to a deficit. The Dems might be ahead by 10 or 11% on the generic ballot, and then it comes back down to 4. So for some reason, it's always a Dem lead. About, you know, even the best is 3 or 4% Dems. But people, when they finally get to the polls and vote in their own district at election time, a lot of that goes out the window. So here recently, you know, it had bumped up for the Dems, you know, say, let me say a week ago or so. Maybe they're about 10 or 11 right now. The latest one showed to come back this way because people are watching this tawdry process.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And of course that makes me happy.
But, you know, again, I don't ride too long on that because what's the next scandal? I mean, you can't remember what was the last scandal. What was it? Which one was
no.
it?
No. You know? It's definitely, you know, leadership by crisis up there sometimes. But if you want to talk about the polls, the presidential election in 2016 was the best example of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a polls there that had, you know, Hillary Clinton above, you know, double digits in some places.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean,
and they wanted you to feel
defeated.
Oppressed or suppressed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And think, oh, well, yeah, I guess it's over. Well, 96% chance or this or that. You know, so it's got to just ignore them and do what's right,
mm-hmm.
and talk to your friends and, you know, your circles and say, what do you think is right? I mean, I was just reading a little anecdote this morning where, you know, a fellow gets on, this is in L.A., a guy gets on an elevator, he's carrying some packages, another fellow there kind of smiles at him, how's it going? They get on the elevator, door closes, one guy says the other, says, so how about the president? How about that guy? You know, and the other one says, yeah, he's doing a great job. The first guy assaults him in the elevator.
Oh, no.
Yeah, kind of set him up, see what he was, and assaults him. So,
well,
does this decorum these days?
No.
So, you know, but what are you guys working on here?
Well, as you know, I'm a gun trainer, and yep. Robert is a community service organizer and guy in our community, and we were sitting here talking about the other tawdry process in California, which is the assault weapons registration law, which came and went, of course, registering those assault weapons. And
the one that originally passed in 94 or the...
No, the new one.
Oh, the new one. Okay. Because 94, when you said came and went, they forced that one through in 94. It stayed around for 10 years and expired, and they've been wanting it back since at a national level.
Right, right.
And guess what? Gun crime didn't go up after it expired. It didn't really go down when it was in place. And so we've managed to fight this off at the federal level, but yeah.
Well, it just doesn't make any sense.
We're in our own zone in this state of whatever feels good for these guys on gun control. They're going to have a good chance of passing it.
Oh yeah. And you know, some of the other ridiculous stuff we do here in this state, you know how it is. You watch it, and I know that you don't have, you know, as much to do with it as some, but... You know, sometimes I feel
I'm
like
I'm in my chair complaining about it with you guys.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You and I are sitting around, you know, having a beverage, talking about it with about the same amount of pull, I think.
Well, I have legislative friends I can talk to about it. You know, Senator Gaines and Assemblyman Dolly, and a little farther south, Assemblyman Gallagher and Senator Nielsen, and some of the others I know. But boys and girls, they're way in the minority down there, and
mm-hmm.
the best we can hope is that they don't. Have the elections give the Dems 2/3 control in both houses, you know, and then that means under a Democrat governor, you know, they can pass anything. If we happen to be able to elect John Cox as governor, and they don't have 2/3 control of both houses, then he's got a veto pen that we'll have to make sure that we. Carry ink by the barrel down to Sacramento for our
yeah. I'm here to tell you, I don't let anybody talk negative about this election that's coming up, because I still believe John Cox can win.
Right.
And I'm going to press it.
Yeah.
I mean, we just got to make sure everyone gets out to vote.
That's it.
He's working hard out there. He doesn't have a whole aircraft carrier full of campaign dollars to shoot through his 16 guns at everybody here, but you know, if the grassroots are out there working and we can stay close, then on election day, you know, depends which way the pendulum's swinging on people's mood, on you know, them looking at $4 plus gasoline and the gas taxes they still want to foist upon top of that, and the idea that they still want to add more tax to that, all to support something like high speed rail or all these other spending forms that are not actually producing results for people on infrastructure or the way their schools are putting out kids that are successful at getting their diploma and can use that without going to remedial courses in college. I mean, it's all, you know, they ought to send in a survey form like after you have a meal or stay at a hotel and say, how did you feel about your stay in California?
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, the you know, when you start talking to locally, here's the scary part for me. Robert and I were just talking about this. We have a lot of people leaving California. And, of course, I can't leave. My family's here. I'm not going to leave. I was raised here. And there's still – California is a great state, and it deserves to be fought for. But, you know, we just had the car fire here, and many of our friends that lost their homes in the car fire, they're packing up and moving. And that's a scary thing for us.
Yeah.
You know, we need people to stay, and we need people to vote. You know,
vote Republican or vote leadership. That's what I like to call it.
Yeah.
And because otherwise it's just not going to go anywhere. I mean, I'm just really afraid of it. Listen, Congressman, I need to take a break real quick. Bump it up against the advertising time, and we need to pay a few bills with it. So if you'll hang on, we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right. Free Fire Radio, Ted Leidy and Robert Balky, our guest today, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. We'll be right back.
Laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
All right, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Leidy and Robert Balky here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Congressman, we've got a call for you. Someone wants to ask you a question. Nick, are you on the line?
Sure.
Nick?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You're on the phone with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Good morning, Congressman. Hey, we've got a local situation here. I was wondering if you would entertain helping us with. And I'm referring to the move by our casino, Wind River Casino, over to Interstate 5 from where it's currently located. My concern is the crime that comes along with it.
It's a very, very faint voice. I heard him say Wind River.
Oh, okay.
Move there.
Can you hear me better now?
Ted, Robert, can you turn that up a bit?
Yeah, can you turn it up a tiny bit, Jared? No, he said it's all the way up. Go ahead, Nick.
Okay, well, I'm concerned about the move over to Wind River Casino. To Interstate 5, they're going to bring their criminal element with them. A casino caters to addictions, which is gambling, alcohol, and tobacco, and in a sense, the illegal drug use, and all of the satellite crimes that go along with it around the community. And the community is being froze out of the process of them moving. It's my understanding that we could solicit you and Dianne Feinstein, which I think right now would be a waste of time, to involve us in the process of moving the casino one way or the other. I got a hold of the police records for service calls to Wind River. They average 42 a month since the start of 2017, and they cover anything from brandishing a weapon, narcotics, sex crimes, assault, robbery, burglary, and there was even an attempted homicide down there. And with where they're at right now, they're off the beaten track, and I think that's a good place to keep it instead of moving it across town and putting it right next to Interstate 5. I wondered if you would entertain the idea of talking to us and hearing us our side and representing us to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, who I understand will have the say or no say to move the casino.
I'm always open to the conversation. You know, BIA is the ultimate arbiter of that move, since they handle, since it's a federal issue and it's a government-to-government relationship you have in this country with tribes and the federal government. They decide those things at that level by and large. But I think constructive local community input is important to have in that overall conversation, which, you know, the tribe, I think, would like to work very closely with the city, Shasta County as well, on having a good relationship in that. And
you know, Congressman,
so
if they
choose to make that move, which obviously is going to be expensive, and for the record too, they're not going to operate both at the same time. If they have one, they would shut down the other and turn that into something else. So there's not, BIA doesn't allow, you know, two different gaming operations simultaneously like that. So that's right.
But at this point, I don't feel like the city of Redding and Shasta County is really representing the people, because it's all about income with them. And they seem to have dollar signs in their eyes down there. And the local person is being frozen out of the
conversation. You might ask that question about the marijuana proliferation as well, where I've been really bothered that we see cities popping up at that, thinking they're going to make a bunch of money off of marijuana sales. I think that's much more dangerous than a lot of things we're talking about here, but go ahead. That's a different subject.
Well, you know, I went to the city council meeting when they okayed the use of marijuana, the dispensaries and growing here in the city, and there were 17 people that argued against it and 12 that argued for it, and I suggested they put it up to a vote, and they wouldn't even consider it. They passed it on the spot with one out of five saying no. But, you know, getting back to the casino move, there's an outfit called SpeakUpShasta.org that people can go to and get a lot of information. And I would like the opportunity to give my voice to somebody like you that will represent us with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Is that okay?
It is.
And how do we get to you? Do you have a website? Do we call Aaron?
The best way is contacting our local office there, or the D.C. office on that. Again, the next 32 days are going to be rather pinned down on this election cycle here with everything going on, but we will be happy to entertain the community's input on this, because it's a two-sided deal, right? So
that's absolutely right, and we feel like we're not being represented, so thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome, sir.
Nick, thank you for that phone call. Thank you very much. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
We got a lot of questions and answers and things going on in the chat room. Congressman, someone in the chat room said that you just gave Robert the Presidential Community Service Award last month or the month before that. You recall that?
I recall it.
Yeah. That's yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I didn't know you guys had that connection. I'm like, well, you might know Robert if you saw him, but you know, well, I guess you've seen him. You presented with the Presidential Community Service Award last month. So right on.
Well, it's part of what we do in the community. Now, don't always expect me to remember everything because of jet lag and stuff. I tell you sometimes. And so people are very gracious and remind me, oh, yeah, that was it. So, you know, it takes a little bit to get through. But I'm always glad to not be just back in D.C. and grinding out committee hearings and floor votes and things of that nature, but being at home and working with folks and, you know, giving them the attaboy, the attagirl when they're doing local things. That's what really where the rubber hits the road is when was local folks helping each other, especially on the heels of all this terrible fire season we had with Carr and then the threats we had with HERS fire and the Delta one, which, you know, I hope the rain, I don't know the percentage anymore of what, you know, they had containment on the final one, but I don't know how much of the green islands they were letting burn out in the middle of that, but hopefully with a good load of rain, I imagine everything is about 100% out around there. Is that what you pick up on the Delta one there?
Last I saw that it was 97% contained.
Right. Yeah, it's not fully out just yet.
Yeah, contained was an older number, so containment is achieved. But you know, again, they let the green islands burn out, so everything's a big crisp inside. I'm really frustrated with the Forest Service policy. It comes from D.C. and that there's not a little higher aggression you see with some other firefighting groups. And you know, I got yelled at a while back because I said Forest Service, and I was implied that I meant their firefighting team themselves. That isn't what I mean. It comes from the brass of Washington D.C. and you know, even Vallejo on deciding how they're going to fight a fire. And I commend fully the firefighters themselves. They're on the ground doing what they are allowed to do, and then what they do best, that's attacking the blaze when the people upstairs are giving them the strategy to do so. But, you know, a lot of people are frustrated that we have a situation where forest management has been pretty not in alignment with what the forest needs the last almost 40 years, really, since the 70s and the lawsuits and the environment movement has made it so difficult. Anyway, getting back to community service, I've really seen many times, including this year, how amazingly the city of Redding and Anderson and county of Shasta, all of the people of those areas, really pulled together to provide shelter and meet each other's needs with you know, food, clothing, drinks, whatever it is. There was actually, it was interesting going around the different centers there, people, there was actually too much of most of these needs there stuff being donated. So, I mean, that's a good problem to have. So I just commend the volunteerism of the people of Shasta County.
And, you know, it begins to impact me more and more as I look at what's going on at some people who are purporting community service or service to their fellow man in Washington and Sacramento and other places like that, and then true community servants. Right, who are sitting here trying, you know, working all week long trying to keep the wolf away from the door, and all weekend long going out and helping others. I truly, truly love that, and I know it's got to be one of the favorite parts of your job is going out and shaking those hands and absolutely letting them know that not only people around them but others notice their good work too. So I'm glad that you guys have that connection.
Yeah, neighbors notice it, and it's a good thing when they're elected representatives. Notice it too, because it isn't always about us. It isn't really. It's never about us, but sometimes it comes across that way with, you know, attitudes you see on the national news or stuff that gets falsely said about people like me. You know, like yeah, you know, I'm just a regular guy with everybody else. I happen to have a really important job. So.
Right, right. We might talk about that a little bit when we come back from break. I'm always reading stuff about you, and I'm like, no, that doesn't sound right. I think you're making that up. Matter of fact, I was commenting on it last night on somewhere on the record searchlight or something like that. I was commenting on. You better reference that because I don't think that's true.
Right.
You know.
Proof.
Yeah. Robert just gave me the updates on the car fire.
Delta Fire,
63,293 acres, 97% contained, 880 personnel, and 20 structures destroyed. That's where we're at right now.
Still 97, huh?
Still 97%. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break. We will be right back with our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa.
Stood there boldly, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million. Felt like number one, the height of summer. I'd never felt that strong, like a rock. I was 18, didn't have a care.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
They're at it again. It's yet another attempt to add more government bureaucracy to healthcare. This time it's Proposition 8. And who's behind 8? One labor union trying to impose new government bureaucracy on every medical dialysis clinic in California. It's a complete abuse of our initiative system. And even worse, it puts bureaucracy between patients and their doctors. And Prop 8 will force dialysis clinics to cut back services or shut down, sending thousands of sick patients into already crowded ER rooms. Experts warn Prop 8 will cost taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. Join groups representing doctors, nurses, and taxpayer advocates in voting no on 8. Stop this costly dialysis proposition. Paid for by No on Proposition 8. Stop the dangerous dialysis proposition. Sponsored by the California Dialysis Council. Committee major funding from DaVita and Fresenius Medical Care North America.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Just a small town girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Leidy here. With Congressman Doug LaMalfa, I'd like to remind you this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. Give Maxwell Insurance and Financial a call at 221-0441 and Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub. Nestled in the heart of downtown Reading, 1701 California Street, Suite B. Reading's only true Irish pub, voted best in the North State every year since 2011. Come down for Monday Night Football, bet the bookie, win cash and prizes, enjoy wings, burgers, and Irish nachos. 16 brews on tap. Go down and see my buddy Chris down at Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub. Definitely a good time. We welcome back our good friend, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Welcome back, Congressman.
Thank you.
Looks like Jared's been watching the news here, and it looks like Kavanaugh passed his preliminary vote on the Senate floor just a few moments ago.
Yeah,
does that sound right?
Interesting vote once again. I wonder how at any point after all this, how any one of the Republican senators can be looking at the volume of information and the volume, well, the volume and sound level itself, and be without a doubt on this situation. I saw it looks like Murkowski still voted no on the procedural vote. So I don't know what world he's coming from.
You have got to be kidding me! We're sitting here in the studio, so I didn't get to see the. It must have just finished. It must have just finished up.
Yeah, that's the preliminary reports I've looked at this morning, and she voted no. But Democrat Manchin from West Virginia, he voted yes. So to his credit, he is. Seeing beyond that, the interesting thing tomorrow is that when this procedural vote sets up the, you know, the debate and the ability to move forward on that on the actual floor vote, which would I guess happen maybe about 5 p.m. tomorrow. Well, my friend from Montana, Senator Steve Daines, he came in as a House member same year I did. Really, really good, solid guy. I mean, he's a good man and a humble one, just one of the nicest guys you'd ever see, and he believes in what we believe in, too. But his daughter's wedding is tomorrow, and so with all the fooling around and goings-on here, I guess, you know, they needed more investigations. We can debate how good or not that is. So they did it, but it's pushed the date off to where it actually will fall during the time while he's at home in Montana walking his daughter down the aisle. And so he said, you know, I'm still going through with that plan. I'm going to walk my daughter down, so whatever time you guys have the vote, or I can get on a plane after the wedding and come back, we'll do it then. So, you know, there's only 100 senators, so I guess they'll work it out one way or the other. But I support him in doing that, you know, because we're talking about real life here with people locally volunteering and giving of themselves and helping each other. That's real life. And that isn't politics, and so this is for him and his life in Montana, and he's going to do it. So, and you know what? This is just me talking, but maybe it'll smoke out the Republicans that have been playing fence sitting here with Murkowski and Collins and Jeff Flake to say that maybe they're going to have to show leadership and step forward based on the evidence or the extreme lack of evidence. And vote in Kavanaugh on their own without that cushion of one being able to say no. What do you guys think of that?
Do you think they'll vote without Gaines? Do you think they'll vote without him, or can they hold it up till after the wedding, or can he do it before the wedding? I mean, what are our options here?
Well, I think the soonest they can have the vote, because a possible 30 hours worth of debate and time has to go by, the soonest they can do it is 5 p.m. Saturday. So, you know, maybe when he completes the wedding and the reception, he loads his carcass onto the plane like I do sometimes, you know, and takes the red eye, and they can have it early Sunday morning. I don't know exactly what that Senate will do on that. Maybe they'll have the vote anyway, and if it falls short one, they can hold the roll open and, you know, put it in suspension and wait till he shows up.
Pretty risky.
Well, it's not risky. It depends on the Senate rules. Again, can they put the vote on call, as they call it, and leave the floor open for enough hours for him to, again, get himself back there for that? So that would be actually interesting theater, and I think it puts pressure on the fence sitters on that, who I think really know that they're supposed, what they're supposed to do, but have wetted their finger and checked the headlines and maybe been screamed at in an elevator one or two too many times to remember where their backbone is. So, you know what I mean?
I do know what it means. And so I know what it means to me, but what does it mean to you when you get 100% of the Democratic side vote no? I mean, is there not one Democrat in there that thinks Kavanaugh is a good fit for the Supreme Court, really, in their heart? Do you think there's just not one? And that doesn't make any sense to me.
The senators that voted to confirm him to the lower courts on other occasions in the past thought he was okay. So this is all under the hyper lens of today's divided politics in Washington. And for them, the stakes are very, very, very high because this is the Supreme Court and not a lower district court or something like that. So it's it means a more solid 5-4 conservative majority on the court, depending how you define solid, because you still have Justice Roberts, who went wacky on the Obamacare ruling there on a couple different occasions. So you never know what a couple of them are going to do. But and really, and I'll just say it here, cause it'll stir up more trouble, but I think for the Dems, it really comes down to the ability to have abortion be the story. And the moment Kavanaugh was nominated, they said, oh, Roe v. Wade will be thrown out. And then all the typical rhetoric that follows with when they start talking about abortion and back alleys and setting things back 50 years and, you know, all the rhetoric you hear, all the rhetoric that gets thrown out there, that he'll be anti-woman, everything. So so they've had to manufacture what they've been, you know, doing the last 3 weeks with trying to find somebody that can discredit him. So they've had thorough investigations. This has been investigated by FBI and other entities more by far than anything else in the past. You know, Clarence Thomas called it a high-tech lynching when he went through it 20-some years ago, and it's even more high-tech now with instantaneous results.
Right, yeah. And of course, Roe v. Wade was the first real strong narrative they came out with against Kavanaugh, but that kind of, that old worn-out story went away
pretty
quick.
That's the first play in the Democrat playbook.
Yeah, that's the first one they came up with. Yeah, and actually, it is interesting to me that in my daily travels, I will come across people that say that to me, you know, that, oh, he's gonna toss out Roe v. Wade. I'm like, I don't think that's true at all. And I think that the Dems have done more of that out, and everybody agrees that that's probably not going to happen. So
let me say it did.
They what?
Let's say it did.
Oh, yeah.
The court ruled on that back in the early 70s. And basically legislated from the court because it hadn't been the law of the land. And so let's say it gets tossed. That means now the decision goes back to the 50 states to decide on their own what is that policy going to be in their state.
Absolutely.
And then the states will, you know, quickly, I mean, California, I'm sure, will be first.
Oh, yeah.
Probably tied with Massachusetts, a couple others, and it'll become a state law. So you'll be right back to where you were, but at least you've had a legislative process, which under the Constitution is the proper way to do things. So, you know, that's what it would really come down to instead of the court's ruling. Because the Dems know, and that's why they're so locked down on this, is that they can't pass unpopular legislation through the legislative process. They use the courts to do that. And back in 1973, I think it was, they would not have passed a Roe v. Wade-type legislation through the state legislatures. They used the court to do it. And so, you know, even at that point, as much as they howl and protest, there would still be a legislative process. And so that's my two cents on that.
Yeah, so he's not really in charge of it anyway.
Not for long.
No.
If you're interpreting the Constitution, they aren't in charge of anything back there. They're merely sorting out the pieces of a legislative process to see that it's constitutional. And if you believe the Constitution is not this living, breathing, stretchable, manipulable document, but something that was intended by the founders to stand the test of time, then he's your man. And so are others like Scalia when he was there, Gorsuch now, Thomas, you know, Alito. These are pretty solid folks, and it'll be really interesting when the next opening comes up on the court and President Trump puts Amy Coney Barrett in place as his nominee. She's great, and the hearings on that, man, hold on to your seat.
Well, I'll be watching for that. Let me tell you, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show today, Congressman. And imagine between now